The Penny Wheel. Clara Reinholdt noticed the new club on a Wednesday in June 1935, walking north on Virginia Street after closing her dress shop for the evening. It occupied a single storefront, narrow and unremarkable, the kind of space that had been a laundry or a shoe repair before the gambling law changed everything. Through the open door, she could see an 8-foot roulette wheel painted in bright colors and a few slot machines along the wall. A man stood outside on the sidewalk, calling to passersby, "Penny roulette, 1 cent a spin, step right in." Clara stopped. She was 46 years old. She had been in Reno for 15 years, long enough to watch the town reinvent itself twice. First the divorce colony, the engine that had drawn her here and kept her, then gambling, which had been legalized in 1931, and which had, in 4 years, changed the texture of Virginia Street the way a river changes the shape of a bank, slowly, and then all at once. The man outside the club was young, mid-20s, with dark hair and an energy that seemed slightly too large for his body. He was not drunk. He was enthusiastic, which was different, and in Clara's experience, rarer on Virginia Street than drunkenness. He smiled at everyone who passed, and some of them smiled back, and a few of them went inside. She watched from across the street. The other clubs on the block were bigger and louder. The bank club took up most of one side of Commercial Row, its windows blazing. The smaller clubs competed for attention with neon signs and promises of jackpots. This new place had none of that. It had a penny wheel and a young man and the particular confidence of someone who believed that friendliness was a business strategy. Clara crossed the street and stood in the doorway. The interior was clean and well lit. The penny roulette wheel dominated the center of the room. Two slot machines stood against the east wall. A woman in a cotton dress was spinning the wheel, dropping pennies into the slot, watching the numbers come up. She was smiling. Clara could not remember the last time she had seen someone smile in a casino. "Welcome in," the young man said. He had come back inside. "Harold Smith, this is my place." "Clara Reinholdt," she said out of habit. "You run the dress shop down the block." She was surprised he knew this. "I do." "I've been learning the street. Good to know your neighbors." He gestured at the room with a kind of pride that was not boastful, but genuine. "We just opened, my father and my brother and me. Penny roulette to start. We'll grow from here." Clara looked at the wheel. It was hand-painted, the numbers in bright red and black. It looked like something from a carnival, which, she would learn later, was exactly where it had come from. Harold's family had run carnival games in California before the state cracked down, and they had come to Reno because Nevada was the place where what was illegal elsewhere was legal, the same reason the divorce women came, the same reason the gamblers came, the same reason Clara herself had stayed. "1 cent a spin," Harold said. "Lowest stakes on the street." Clara did not gamble. She had built her life on the careful management of money, on the principle that a dollar earned through work was worth more than a dollar won by chance. But she understood what Harold was doing, understood it the way she understood her own business. He was not selling gambling. He was selling the experience of gambling, the feeling of participation, the chance to stand at a wheel and watch the numbers come up and feel, for a moment, that the outcome was in your hands even though it was not. She wished him well and walked south toward her apartment. The evening was warm. The summer light lasted until 8 o'clock, and the mountains held the color of it, gold and then amber, and then the particular purple that came just before dark. She thought about her shop. 15 years. She had started with a rack of dresses and a mirror and a window that faced Virginia Street. Now she employed 2 women, had a steady clientele among the divorce visitors and the local women both, and kept her books in a black ledger that showed modest but consistent profit every year. She had survived the bank closures in 1932 because her money had been in a different bank, a smaller one that Wingfield did not own. She had survived the Depression because women still needed dresses, even women who were cutting back, even women who were watching every dollar. In hard times, Clara had learned a good dress was one of the last things a woman gave up, because a good dress was not vanity, but armor. She wondered if Harold Smith and his penny wheel would survive. The big clubs had money and momentum, and the particular advantage that comes from being established. A young man with a carnival wheel and $500 had something else, something that Clara recognized because she had possessed it herself 15 years ago, standing in an empty storefront with a lease and a belief that the thing she was building would find its people. In her apartment, she made tea and sat by the window. Virginia Street was visible from the second floor. She could see the neon signs and the traffic and the stream of people moving between the clubs and the hotels, the endless circulation that was the town's blood. Somewhere down the block, Harold Smith was standing beside his penny wheel, calling to strangers, building something from almost nothing. Clara sipped her tea and watched the street and thought about beginnings. They looked the same whether you were opening a dress shop in 1920 or a gambling club in 1935. A room. A belief. The willingness to stand in front of strangers and say, "This is what I have, and it is enough." Historical note, Harold Smith Sr. opened Harold's Club on Virginia Street in Reno on February 23, 1935, his 25th birthday, with a single penny roulette wheel and two slot machines. He had borrowed $500 from his father, Raymond the Sword Pappy Smith, who had run carnival games in the San Francisco Bay Area before California enforcement drove the family to Nevada. Harold's Club would eventually grow to become one of the most famous casinos in the American West, pioneering the friendly casino concept and the Harold's Club or Bust advertising campaign that appeared on roadside signs across the country.